Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. Well, welcome again. We are here as always. And the Lord love you. He loves the whole world. Because the Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in it, in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. As always, we will welcome you, and our desire is to have the truth on the grassroots level that all listeners can share a biblical experience, so we all can grow thereby. And the subject at this time, at this point of is parents' sins and children's sins. You know, can we inherit our parents' sin? That's the underlying message and underlying situation that we're discussing. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen, that Dr. Truth is on the air. And Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord, for bringing us together, because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your power, your anointing, O God, for giving us another day's journey. Lord, without you, we have no hope, no peace, no directions, no encouragement for tomorrow. And as we live in this world, oh God, you're giving us this world, amen, and you desire for us to be here. Lord, we ask you to bless the listeners, wherever they might be and whenever they might desire to pick up this study. Oh God, touch them, heal them, deliver them in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, welcome again. You can call a friend and tell a friend that, you know, Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we our desire not to embarrass anyone or fight against any doctrine of teaching that you might have. But we just coming together, amen, as a common ground, and amen. You can tell someone to call and put their phone on speaker. They might be traveling, they might be going up and down the dangerous highways, amen, and they want to, amen, be involved in some cutting edge discussions and listen to, amen, information to get another point of view. Sometimes you might be isolated. Amen, working so long hours, or you might be able not to get out of the house. Whatever the reason might be, your environment might be. Amen. That's why we're coming together on the phones, because things are changing, constantly changing. Men and women today used to be able to have a phone in their house, but everywhere you go now, amen, children got cell phones, and parents have cell phones, and amen. They might make a cell phone for a dog. I don't know. Amen. But it might be a good point for the inventors, amen, try to call up their dog every now and then, and he bark, you know where he is. But nevertheless, we're here, amen, discussing and looking and talking about things that, amen, would help our lives to grow better. And that's what Doctrine of Truth is about. Amen. We're trying to get better. We're not trying to tear down or hold down things. Amen. We're looking to get better. Amen. The only way we can do that is to share, amen, God's word and God experiences. What you have learned somehow, amen, in some way you found out and you proved out, amen, that God's word works. Amen. Everything else can stop everything else. But one thing about God's word, amen, it works. It works. It works. Amen. We're going to begin working and talking from different scriptures, and many people have called in. Everybody have their different scriptures. They have their different approach to the message. Amen. That what happened, we want to discuss, amen, many things that happened to people before they come to Christ. Amen. They carry certain teaching and hidden doctrine. They might not even know that they're carrying. Amen. They might be involved, amen, in some habits, or to be involved in some type of background history, and it affect their lives, but they might not know that because of the fact that according to God's word, Moses told the parents, amen, to teach the children, teach them as they come up, teach them as they sit down, teach them, amen, when they're laying down, we're teaching them what? Teaching them God's word, amen. So here we are. We're going to start with the King James Bible. You know, we always endorse here the King James Bible, the New American Standard, amen, the Good News Bible, amen, the New International Bible, the Amplified Bible, amen. Long as they believe in, amen, John 3:16, the old-fashioned way, God's word does not change. It's been proven, it's been tested throughout the years, amen. God's word will not change, and that's what we have to live on, the unchangeable God word, unchangeable God, amen. Ezekiel 18 chapter, amen, the prophet was addressing one of God's major prophets in the Olden Testament, in the olden days, amen. God gave men to carry his word, amen, carry messages to his people. And here we find God judges individuals. And the Old Testament gives you the history, and it gives you completely the background and the origin, amen, how things started and how things began to move, amen. And we find that God's people, amen, God gave a message to Ezekiel, amen. One of God's prophets, Ezekiel, was such a great man, they thought he might be a priest, amen, and but he could have. God used him, and he gave him this message to Israel. The 18th chapter, I'm reading from, and I'll probably skip about and cover some areas, amen, but we will be discussing from that book, and possibly, amen, the 18th chapter, and give a place for others to come in. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Ezekiel 1, what meaneth ye that use this proverb, the land of Israel, saying, the fathers that eat sour grapes and the children teach, teeth are set on edge. As I live, said the Lord, ye shall not occasionally any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the souls of the Father, so also the souls of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountain, neither father has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a minister's woman, he has not oppressed any, but has restored to the debtors his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to hunger, covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase, that has withdrawn his hands from iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man. He walketh in my statutes and has kept my judgment to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, said the Lord God. If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that has done that like of any of these things, he that does not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountain and defiled his neighbor's wife, has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, has committed abominations, has given forth unto usury, and has taken increase, shall he live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Lo, if he beget a son and has seen his father's sins, which he has done, and considered and does it not just like. Amen. And we go down in the subject, other words, God said in down the 18, 19 verse, and ye say, why does not the son bear the iniquity of the father, when the son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and has done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked turn from all his sins and has committed and keep my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgression that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned upon him, and his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Have I any pledging at all in the wicked shall die, said the Lord God? And not that he should turn from his ways and live? Amen. God does not have pleasure in wicked people. Amen. He wants them to live. In other words, he wants people to live. He wants people to, amen, to be saved. God wants everybody to be saved. So here's the question. I find the many, amen, of being in prison because they feel, amen, that the family been so wicked and they can't come out of it, so they go along with the things of the world. They go along with the things of the family. They go along with the things of the crowd, the clubs, amen, in the neighborhood, amen, because of the fact it's been set forth by parents and cousins and prior to their birth, prior to their coming into the world. So they figure they have to carry on that lifestyle. But God said, according to him and his word, and that's why we believe the Bible is the final authority, and it's good that you study the word. Amen. You understand, you get with people that know the word, that live, amen, in the word of God. Amen. And you find that, like Paul said in Romans 8, there's now no condemnation to those that in Christ Jesus, those that accepted Christ, those that give their life to his teaching and guiding, amen, and to live righteous better as much as they know how, amen. There should be no condemnation, be no worration or concern about God going to bring up old sins and old ways, amen. If it comes up, it's not God. It's not God. It's a spirit, and that spirit comes from the devil. It does not come from God. God does not give us that kind of spirit. Amen. To make us worry about the past and worry about what we've done many years ago and make us look at the situation, amen, that you can't change, you can't be that kind of person. No. That's not the spirit of God. Amen. That's the spirit of the devil. Romans 8 says, therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. So we want to, amen, open up the lines. Amen. We know sometimes we get started. Amen. We run out of time. Amen. But this is a subject that it could be, I know to many, a new change in life is always type of scary. Change, things change. Amen. Things change, and it's always a little scary. Amen. To the fact and fearful. Amen. Because it's an uncharted area. When you start going through life, amen, and you decide you're going to change your ways and your habits, amen. It could be just like for many, decide, say, well, you know, I'm going to get another job. And when you do get another job, you're walking into new people, new rules and new regulations, amen. They're hiring you for your skills, but yet and still, they hired you because you said you'll be able to adapt to the company. And when you adapt to the company, amen, there should be no, you should feel comfortable you following the rules and regulations of that company because of the fact that's what they want you to do. They say, we will train you. We notice you got skills, but we want you to adapt to us. Amen. And we believe that you're capable of doing that. Amen. So you begin to learn later on. It's easy because you got boundaries. You got, amen, rules and regulation, and you're following them. Amen. And you feel comfortable with the boundaries, and you can relax when you go home and for the weekends and whatever your time is off because you're living within those boundaries. Amen. And it's a new because of you changed maybe your job or you got a better job. So in every area of life, there is changing. So when you change to become a Christian, become a part in Christ, amen, it's the same thing as going to a new neighborhood, amen, it's the same thing as going into new environment. There will all be unseen things and situations that you don't know nothing about. But be encouraged. If you follow the rules and regulations, amen, of those areas and situations, amen, you can relax. You can relax. So the same thing applies to, amen, when you come to Christ and God say he forgive you, he take care of you, amen, you just walk in his rules and his regulations, amen, you be comfortable. Those of us that have driving license, amen, when you get on the highway and you know those that drive, they know how to stay on their side of the road. Sometimes you can pass people within 4 or 5 feet from each other, 2 feet from each other, because you know the rules and regulations. Amen. And you feel comfortable going down the road, and you can tell those, amen, in the physical, that when they're driving recklessly, they're driving, amen, a road course, they got rules and regulations, how fast to drive and what side of the road to stay on. So you feel comfortable going in different towns, different states. Amen. Because there's rules and regulations. There's rules and regulations. God has given us rules and regulations. And when we follow those rules and regulations, you can be at peace with your soul and your life that he will has forgiven you. And like the word of God said, amen, each individual going to be judged about what they have done. What they have done. All right? All right, we thank God for you. Amen. Wherever you might be. Amen. We want to share and want you to come in and share your outlook. Maybe you have a vision or a dream or something that has, you might be stopping you or has stopped you over the years and you have overcome. And that's what we're here. To share our past experiences, to share our dreams and visions of the Word of God, that we can help one another. Amen. If you might have a question you want to ask, amen, we let the board, amen, the studio, and we thank God for all of you, amen, all of you that are listening, and all of you, if you desire to be a part of the discussion, amen. I thank God for all your listeners as well, but we like to have your input. All you have to do when you dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Just push 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician will see you, and they will push you in, amen, and we'll call your area code. Then I will call your last 4 digits of your telephone number, amen, and I will say you're in the studio, amen, and you can repeat whatever you desire. We won't give your name, but if you desire, you want to give your name, because the messages are being recorded and has been used for Bible study, and as well as people go back and they will go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Go to our website, and they will click on. They see we have Facebook. Amen. We have Ustream on our services. And down at the bottom, if they want to hit a donation button, they can. Amen. So we at Doctrine of Truth, amen, .com, amen, / amen, Doctrine of Truth / Bishop Poole, and you can reach a whole lot of more of the programs, that we're going through now. All right, the phone lines are open. The studio is open. Those that desire to make a comment, amen, we praise God for you. Amen. We thank God for the participation as always. Amen. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, amen. Like I said, the desire of our desire here, amen, in this broadcast among all the studio listeners and watching, to grow, to overcome. Amen. The Bible said, out of mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. To overcome some things, amen, you feel that you're the only one. You're not the only one. Amen. I read an article, amen, concerning those that came out of the Holocaust. I forgot the author's name, but she was expressing those that got a house, thank God you got a house. Thank God that you have a car. Thank God that you have water. Thank God that you have common things like a neighborhood. Thank God that you got legs. Thank God. You know, many of them came out of death camps. Amen. And thank God you can smell fresh air. Amen. Because you might think you're the only one. Amen. And your condition is worse. But if you look around, amen, and listen, or either just go look at some of the news, those that are losing homes, and, amen, and jobs, and through floods and tidal waves and storms and riots, amen. And you think you're the only one going through some situation because you don't have no ice water, amen. And you think you don't have your TV control and broke. Amen. You think right now because, amen, you can't get your telephone is on. Amen. But now it's going to be cut off. Amen. You just look around and ask around, and you find out you're blessed. You're blessed. Amen. You're blessed. Amen. With God's help, you can be blessed. And God's help, amen, you can come out of your situation. We're not animals. God gave us a vocal cord. He gave us a brain. And you find people have testimonies where they came out, amen, and God gave them ideas, amen, and they can look back and say, I thank God that I made it with His strength. God can give you strength to change. Amen. All right. All right, the phone line is open. I heard looking in that was a allegory was told concerning the frog. Amen. Talking about the dealing with the changes in life. Amen. They say it was some hot water. The man took a frog and threw him in the hot water, and the frog jumped out. He jumped out. Then he took some water, nice cold water, and put the frog in it and set it on the stove. And when he set it on the stove, he turned the heat up slowly. Frog sat in there, Amen. And he, when it got warm, he still sitting in there. He moved around a little bit. And all as it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, the frog is moving around, trying to find a comfortable spot. He ended up and died in the hot water. Amen. What is it saying? We're trying to say, and the author was saying, amen, that men and women, they don't like swift changes, things that quickly change all of a sudden. Amen. They run from it. They can't deal with it. Amen. But if situations start changing slowly, they'll stay there. They'll stay there and they'll try to get or find a way to deal with it. But with the God, with the Holy Spirit, and with Christ, he'll let them know when it's time for them to get out. Amen. He won't sit around like the frog and some of us sit there. We're not an animal. We can think. We can understand. Now, you know, it's time for me to understand that God done forgive me of my sins. And I don't have to sit here and beat myself up because I know God forgive me. I don't care what people say about me. I can be a better person. Amen. You don't have to be like the frog, sit around and people beat you up and holler at you and call you old names because your parents or the things you used to do. Amen. The next thing you know, you done killed yourself or let them run you down. You have a headache or whatever because you can't get past your background, your history, or your past. Amen. God help you. Christ helps you. Amen. Christ helps you. There's no condemnation. There's now not in Christ. Amen. Things change and you can change. And when you come in Christ, become a Christian, the more you practice his rules and regulation of the Ten Commandments, amen, and go to his house of prayer and be around the right people, you can change. You're a human being. God can change, and he'll help you change. Amen. That's what we hear about as one of these broadcasts. I'm quite sure there are many more. Amen, is out there. And God leads you to them, and God will lead you to people. Amen. And maybe you need to change the people around you. Amen. Always talking you down. I'm in the studio, and we thank God for you. We'd like for you to come in as well. I see many of you there and join, and I thank God for you. Might be somebody that has a testimony. Might be somebody here that has a dream or a vision. Amen. And you say, well, Bishop, I never talked on a open radio or program like this all over the world, but you know, somebody needs you. Somebody need to hear what you have to say. Amen. You can push one on your phone and we'll put you right in. Amen. We won't talk about you, but we want you to talk to us and talk about what happened today. Maybe it's raining in your community. Amen. And somebody said, I wish I had rain. Well, let's say you might want to ship me some in the mailbox. I don't know. Amen. But you can press one on your phone. Amen. And we'll put you in. And we're glad to have you. The changes. Parents' sins. And children's sins. Amen. We need. Our children need us as well. The parents need the children. The children learn from the adults. Amen. They learn by what they see. They learn from what they hear. Amen. They learn from what being spoken. Amen. So they learn. And God says, amen. All right, we have a call at 954-4427, last four digits. God bless you in the studio.
God bless you, Bishop. And
God bless
the broadcast, and it's good to be back on again another week. Listen to this parents and children sins, and the Old Testament in the book of Joshua 7 chapter, it talks about Achan and how he stole some of the spoils after the Battle of Jericho and got the whole tribe of Israel in trouble. Mm-hmm. So when Joshua called him in and asked him to speak the truth, well, he admitted, he said, well, I did take the silver and the gold and something. I hid it in my tent.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Joshua said, now, people in his tribe, his family saw him when he hid it in his tent. I also take his whole family, wife, his children, cousin, put them all, the silver, the gold, everything, all his possession, everything that he had. And they put them in the valley dead, and they stoned them all and burned them right there where they were.
Mm.
Oftentimes when they went into kingdoms and took over kingdoms, they killed the children as well as the adults so that the seed wouldn't rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
once Jesus came and died for us, we came under grace. We have to know that what we have now is generational curses. And
mm-hmm.
if someone doesn't take it upon themselves in the family to stand in the gap against the generational curses, you know, when Jesus stepped out of the boat and a legion come out and he asked him, who was he? He said that in legion, because there was many of them. And when Jesus, they said, don't, you know, when he cast them out of the man, they said, don't run us from out of this area. They then set up in this area, they used to this area, and what happens in generational curses when demons and sin gets into a family and they set up camp in a family, they generally don't want to leave that family. And oftentimes they would just, when members of the family pass on, they stay in that family. They go to some of the weaker vessels in that family, mostly the young ones. And we look and we see and we say, you know, that boy act just like his uncle so-and-so, or she act just like her aunt so-and-so, or she act like grandmother this. It's because those demons and that sin do not want to leave that family. If somebody don't stand in the gap to break the generational curse, that evil, they'll stay in that family forever. And we have to be careful at how we bring our children up and what we do, because quite often that sin that we do is going to stay right in that family. It won't leave it because now they're comfortable there. Mm-hmm. So we children, like you say, now children basically imitate their parents. You know, a little boy idolizes his father as much as a daughter idolizes her mother. And they have hopes of growing up one day of being just like their father or their mother. So as believers, we have to be mindful of the things that we do, that we are not committing sins that will stay in our family from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, very good, very good. You open up a good subject, amen, and open up as always. amen, we try to deal with a wide open situation, amen, that people never consider, amen, parents, sin, and children, sin, amen, and parents have to be careful, have to be careful, those that are not in Christ, they remember things, they have to be taught not to speak those things. You know, I remember when he was coming up, but we ain't got no money, we ain't got no money. Amen. They're always speaking that down. Amen. We understand it, but we're in Christ now. Amen. If God promised us to be the head and not the tail, that means, amen, Adam first stone on the scene, God gave Adam a job. And people have jobs today. Amen. It's good and take the stress off them because they love the work. Out there, a lottery and try to win quick money, that's not biblical. All right, God bless you as always, man of God. You always open up a good avenue and approach to the subject. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All those that we want to come in now, those that got more, we always come down to the bottom of the hour. Amen. We don't run out of time. We want to give everybody a chance. Amen. To express their approach. Amen. Parents, you have a responsibility. And somebody, those that are in Christ, amen, we got to pray. We got to pray. Prayer beat down a lot of things. Amen. Prayer can close doors on situations. Amen. Through we have the power. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. God has given his believers. Amen. Whatever we should ask. Amen. He'll do it. Amen. And don't have to worry about it. He will. He will. Amen. He will. He promised us. And best to try him now on this side of the grave. Best to try him now. Amen. You don't want to be iffing and affing. Amen. When you get sick and you say, oh, and you know how the enemy come. Amen. Oh, discussing this. Oh, you're going to die with that same sin. No, 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 no. God has forgiven you through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. We can't work it. We can't talk it. Jesus, all of Jesus, so you just believe and accept him. Amen. Accept God through his son, Jesus Christ, and he will keep his word. Best to try him out. All right, the lines are still open. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're discussing parents. Amen. The children, they get it from somewhere. Amen. And we parents, we can speak. We can speak a good game with them and help them out. Amen. Don't encourage them. Don't tell them that, yes, you like this. You last your old dad or your old mother. Amen. And no, 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 no. God has given us, amen, to talk positive to his people. Amen. There's no condemnation. There's no fault in Christ. Amen. Those that are in Christ, amen, God has forgiven you. God has forgiven you. You can press 1 on your phone. You can press 1 on your phone, and we're in the studio. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. If you're available, or you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to turn to dial this number, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. It is when you're walking with Christ and begin to get involved and going to church, amen, because your parents didn't go to church. This is why the children don't go, because the parents don't take the children to church. Amen. They're teaching them. You might not think that you're teaching your children, amen, but you are. Amen. You are their role model. You are their mentor. And it's important that we, as parents, show our children, because they'll teach the next their children. Amen. They'll get involved in somebody's life. That somebody have to, they're looking to be taught. Amen. They're looking, they're going to follow some role model. That's why He was talking about the Achan. Achan, they had an idol. Amen. They had an idol, and that idol was involved. Amen. A lot of things that they believe in. And Achan had that idol, and he buried it up under his blankets. Amen. In his tent. And that, you know, that idol, amen, represented a lot of the fertilities and things going on and back in those days. Abraham, amen, his father-in-law, amen, built idols. And God told Abraham, get out, move out of there, Abraham, and go to another country. Amen, because of all that was surrounding him was idol worship. And that's one of the things that parents have to be careful about, little things in their home, what they carry around their neck in these holidays, and it'll hand down to the children. And to abandon certain things, it's scary to them. It's scary not to carry, amen, something around their neck for good luck. Amen. They're so used to that. They're so comfortable to certain idols they had in their family. They hand it down. Amen. And it's scary. It's scary. But scariness bring change, and change bring prosperity. Like God told Joshua, amen, my servant Moses is dead. Now, Joshua, you've been watching him. I'm paraphrasing now. You've been ministering to him and walking with him. Now it's your time. Now it's your time, Joshua. Amen. But I want you to be strong, Joshua. I want you to be of good courage. Amen. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. Push one on your phone here. We're running out of time. We don't want to, amen, for you to go to bed on something or go to sleep on something you've, Lord had put on your mind to say, amen. But according to the scripture, and that's why Christ died on the cross, he gave himself as a sacrifice for sin, because that was the order that God had set out through the priesthood order all through the Old Testament, all through the Old Covenant. God had set out from the Garden of Eden. God had purchased, amen, purchased mankind. Mankind is very valuable, amen. You don't know how valuable you are. You don't know how complicated and wise you are. God put a lot in the human being. He put a lot, amen. He said he had it so that Adam, he told Adam, he stepped back and said, Adam, I want you to name everything. Name everything, Adam. And whatever you name it, it's okay with me. It's okay with me. God gave Adam that. Amen. No scientist can come up with all these different names, and the scientists claim that they're coming up with now. Oh, God gave them to Adam. Adam, what you think about giraffe? He got a long neck. Adam, okay, Adam, it's all right. God gave Adam. And he know, he prototyped, he said, Adam, he made the human being just like in the image of God. Just like him, he made us. He made the human. And that's what got the devil all upset. He wanted to destroy everything, children, humans. Amen. He wanted to destroy the human race. He wanted to destroy the human race. Amen. And he's coming after the children every little chance he can get. All right, you can press one on your phone here. Look like we can take in about three more callers. We've gotten now, amen, to this position. Amen. Those of you that's, amen, concerned about what's happening in your life, you want to be a Christian, but you feel that can't adjust, amen, you can't adjust. Yes, you can. With God, you can. Yes, you can. Amen. You can be a better person. I mean, how many scars you got on your natural body, amen, but spiritually, amen, Jesus said you must be born again. And when you become born again, any habit, anything that you was born with, amen, and inherited, amen, your new birth, your new spiritual life does not have, amen, does not have to comply to the old man, amen. Same thing, amen, Romans 8 talks about, amen, you have now, amen, you don't have to deal with it, amen, because of the fact you're in Christ. Amen. You don't have to be a subject to anything anymore because you're in Christ. Amen. You might have some situation where you have to battle and warfare with your memory. Amen. Because that's what the enemy do. That's where he war at in your mind. Amen. But when you want strength and overcome, just practice. Like David said, he practiced meditation. And you can just see to it, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. Be of good courage. Amen. Whatever scripture, amen, God give you, you can compete, you can repeat to yourself. Amen. You can repeat. Amen. Encourage yourself. Also, he had encouraged himself sometimes. Amen. He had encouraged himself. Talk to yourself. Amen. I can do all things in Christ. Amen. That strengthened me. Be of good courage. God love me. Amen. You keep talking to yourself. You can overcome that scariness. Amen. That's the only thing that overcomes the scariness, being fearful. Encouragement. Amen. Encouragement. Talking to yourself. Positive. Speaking positive. Memorizing and meditating. Amen. Yes, you can. All right. All right. I guess I talked too much tonight, the day or whatever. Amen. And we pray that this be an encouragement to you. Amen. We can take about three more callers. Okay. 954-4427 in the studio.
Yes, Bishop. You know, you talk about what you speak, and that is very powerful. You know, we often speak a lot of the troubles that we have. We speak them on ourselves. You know, And in families, you can speak things that that will discourage your children. And I lived in a neighborhood that often you always heard that if God wanted man to fly, he gave him wings, and only birds are supposed to be flying. And I remember looking up in the sky and seeing planes and jets go across the sky. And as a little boy, I wanted to fly one of those jets. I wanted to be in one of those jets flying. And so my first time actually taking a flight, I flew out of New York to California. And when we got to California, we had to circle the airport quite a few times before we could land. And I tell you, I was excited, and I was thinking that once when I was flying, that all my life what I heard in my neighborhood, you know, in my household, in the neighborhood, but I didn't feel that way in my heart, because many times I saw jets fly across the sky. I wanted to be in one. So, you know, the way you grow up and the things you hear when you grow up, they're going to form. They're gonna get in your spirit, and it can encourage you or discourage you, but it's important how you speak around your children and what the environment they're in that they encourage. You know, the Israelites always speak blessings to their children, or the Jews, they always is speaking blessings and telling them how great they're going to be in this, and they're going to be a great banker, they're going to be a great something, speaking encouraging words. You know, it's in the spirit realm, the enemy doesn't have a body, so he's always trying to put thoughts in our head to discourage us. And we have to know that God has angels standing by, and there are demons standing by all the time. And depends on the power of our tongue, what well we speak, positive or negative, one of the two of them going to go into action. So if you're speaking negative, demons are standing by, and they're going to carry out those instructions. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing, if you're speaking good and you're speaking positive, angels are there to assist you. God has commissioned angels to follow your instruction. You have that authority in you. So we cannot participate in negative. We can't speak it in our homes because the children are listening and they are learning because they are in the learning stage. Until they get to be an adult and on their own, everything that you say around them is going to shape their minds and thus going to shape their future on how they're going to live this life.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good, very good. Amen. Because when a child, like I said, in his learning age, you don't know what language is what. You don't know what Spanish, English, German, and the parent began to just teach them and teach them and teach them how to speak and how to communicate. Amen. He learns that, and possibly later on in life, amen, he know what he learning, English, Spanish, German, amen, or French. Well, parents are the coaches. Amen. Like if you see a basketball team, football team, any team out there, all those other teams, they practice hard, the same skills, and the coach is the one that encouraged them and speak to them that we're going to win this game, we're going to win it, doesn't matter what they do. And he get that encouragement into them, amen, that desire that they want to be winners, amen, and they'll come out victorious. Even though all of them are about to train, every team train hard, his opponent training hard, but the one that's being inspired and uplifted, amen, by their coach. Pastors have that job, amen, have a coach, amen. We can be victorious by what we speak, James said, Book of James, amen. All right, we're getting down, we can take one more. I think we can take one more caller, because we always like to have prayer, amen, for those that are listening, amen. You can overcome, that's how we get saved, by the words of our mouth, amen. We can speak, and if we believe what we say, amen, we can believe what we're saying, amen. God, amen, and through yourself, speaking to yourself in songs, spiritual songs. Amen. You live in this world, amen, but you don't have to follow things of the world. And it might feel uncomfortable for you new people in Christ. It feels very uncomfortable. Amen. It might be scary to them. They're losing their friend, their partner. But they realize, amen, they got to change. They got to go on, and with God, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. All right, those that are listening, amen. Now we're going to go into prayer. We're going to go into prayer now. Amen. We'll stay with our first caller, 954-4427. 954-4427. Go ahead.
Father God. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray, Father God, that we will speak words with power, words with authority, Father God. You speak your words, Father God, that we may encourage the minds of the children and all of those who are listening, that they, Father God, will have a boldness in them, that they will hear positive words. Father, words that will lift them up and carry them forward in this life, trusting and being obedient, Father God, to your word. Help us, Father God, to not participate in the negativism, but learn to stay what is positive. Words that would encourage, words that would lift us up, words, Father God, that would help us to face the trials of each day. That, Father God, no matter what negative words may come to us, we will put it before against the word of God. That, Father God, we will stand strong and bold, knowing that our faith is strong because we, Father God, choose to meditate on your word, that your word and your word alone, Father God, for strengthening us and carry us through each day. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we can have another caller. Amen. You push one on your phone, you desire to pray. Pray for the audience. Amen. And pray for all of us. Amen. And Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, is what we are we're working from. Amen. God said he has no pleasure that a man, a wicked, should die. He has no pleasure. Amen. The wicked should die. If a wicked turn from his ways, he forget everything that he ever done and save him. He'll save him. Amen. But you got to work at it. Amen. By working by what we're doing tonight, going to Bible studies, studying the Bible, being around positive people that won't put you down and talk against you by what you used to be. Amen. God don't have no pleasure that a wicked should die. All right. Can we give another caller that would like to pray for your audience here? Let's press one on your phone, those that are already there. Amen, and we'll be glad to put you in. And good to have you tonight. Good to have you. Amen. We see you. Thank God for you from all over. Amen. Thank God for you listening. Amen. We pray that there be some encouragement for you. Amen. That you will take this chapter, and we did Ezekiel 18 chapter. Then we looked at Romans 8, amen, chapter. And we talked about Joshua. Amen. And one thing God told Joshua, amen, the same thing applies here. Be of good courage. Be strong. Amen. You know you're on the right path. Amen. It might seem like you might be lonely a little bit. Changes. It could be seem as though it's lonely until you find the right group. But Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. The Spirit of God come in through his Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you right now for our listeners. Lord, we ask you to bring strength. Lord, bring strength to those that have been going through, oh God, seem as though, amen, the spirit of fault, discouragement, oh God, is resting around. But Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you give us strength through your word. Give us strength through our desires. Lord, you say you'll be with us always. We are here tonight, many are in agreement. We're all here in agreement because you sees all. Amen. All those people that are listening and looking, amen. We're in agreement that you will loose, amen, in the name of Jesus, the strong man, amen. That strong habit been handed down from generation to generation, amen. They feel they have to do this, but now since they're in Christ, they don't have to gamble. They don't have to be involved in drugs and smoking, amen. They don't have to be involved in gossiping that handed down and thievery. They don't have to, oh God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord, we break it right now. Oh God, we bind every spirit. We bind the strong man. We bind the confusion. Oh Lord, they can change. You give us the ability, the power, ability and the power to change. And God, we thank you. Amen. You made us because time changed. You put us in a time world. Things always changing, weather's changing, seasons changing. Oh, God, age, we're going on, growing from different age levels to different age levels. Amen. Health change sometime. So, God, we know that you understand and you want us to understand that we can change. And, Lord, we thank you for it. And we give you the praise and the glory right now and all of your people. Because the soul that sinneth shall die, but he that walketh upright, God is with you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Tell a friend and call a friend. Amen. Have them come to, amen, the Doctrine of the Truth. You go on the website, amen.com, blogtalk.com. According to Psalms 118, division, the 25th verse, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Amen. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. JCIMinistry.org. Till next time, amen. Bishop Poole, wishing you
because they would not be able to call with a sound mind, with the peace they have now, they knowing that you will be with them and you love them and you care for them. Amen.